Members of the Trump administration, including Attorney General Jeff Sessions, have repeatedly warned that the policies of so-called sanctuary cities, where police limit their cooperation with federal immigration enforcement, lead to more crime.
It means criminals walk free and victims must suffer in silence.
But sanctuary city leaders argue just as passionately that not cooperating with ICE makes their communities safer. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports that it's not clear which side is right.
Bensalem Township Public Safety Director Fred Herron does not like sanctuary cities. Speaking at a township council meeting earlier this year, he made a case for why his police department goes out of its way to work with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE.
Two cities, sanctuary cities, one next to us and one an hour and 15 minutes away, you could figure that out, what city that is, has a brother and sister.
He launches into the story of Wanda De Jesus and Edwin Ramirez Marte. He says this brother-sister duo are now behind bars for dealing heroin in Bucks County after having brushes with the law in Philly and New York, both sanctuary cities. Herron says the two will be deported after serving their sentences because they're not in the U.S. legally. Before the meeting, Herron explained that it's not about how many people like De Jesus and Ramirez Marte are out there today. It's about trying to have one less victim tomorrow.
Since 2009, 4% of the people that we arrested were in this country illegally and turned over to ICE. If you were one of that 4% on the victim side, wouldn't you have wanted us to take measures?
That's why, in Bensalem, police will alert ICE anytime they arrest someone they find to be in the country illegally. The thing is, police departments that don't want to work as closely with ICE say they're also motivated by public safety. Michael Chitwood is the police superintendent in Upper Darby in Delaware County.
We could be very, very forceful in taking people off the street because there's a lot of people there illegally.
Like Bensalem, Upper Darby sits next to Philadelphia, the largest sanctuary city in our region. And also like Bensalem, Upper Darby has a large international community that includes some undocumented immigrants. Chitwood says from what he's seen, people in the country illegally tend to be the victims, not perpetrators of crime.
Usually they're a victim walking home after a long week and they get paid cash and here comes three or four bad guys and stick them up, rob them, beat them up. So we see a lot of that.
He and other officials in cities that don't want to be associated with federal immigration enforcement say they need undocumented immigrants to cooperate with them to help solve crimes and make their homes safer. So whose approach is right? There is evidence that immigrant communities commit fewer crimes than native-born Americans. But big picture?
We have no idea.
Jerry Ratcliffe is a criminologist at Temple University.
Any effects on the crime rates, whether the local police department are working with or they're not cooperating with ICE, I think is purely conjecture.
He says that's because police departments don't make a habit of studying those relationships and keeping track of the results. And he's not aware that researchers are either. Tom Gross is the executive director of the Pennsylvania Chiefs of Police Association. He says which camp a police department belongs to depends a lot on politics.
Some of the decision-making comes from their elected body, you know, some mayor, council, whoever's overseeing the chiefs.
And those elected officials may be basing their decisions on what the people who voted for them believe, rather than data. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.